The Vampire's Accountant, Chapter 42 of An Ode to Lemanberg, written by Blue000J and read by Fens and Marshes as a gift for Starlit Wish for the Summer Podfix Swap 2021. Phil, Wilbur says from his spot on the couch, do I have to do taxes this year? Phil glances up from the pages of the book he'd been rereading. It's his signed copy of Four Quartets by T.S. Eliot, and he's read it 1,000 times before, but it's an old favourite despite how Techno teases him about it. Across from him are three boys, each in different stages of comfort. Techno leaned up against the arm of the couch, a book in hand. Wilbur's next to him, feet in Techno's lap, leaning against Tommy, who is leaning against Wilbur in turn. It's family reading time, even if Tommy's on his phone. Depends, Phil says, glancing back down at the worn pages and trying to recall which line he'd been on. Had it been Bone of Man and Beast, or Shuttered with Branches? How much money did you make this year? I'm not sure, Wilbur continues, from where he's staring off into space, book held limply in his lap. But I'm also legally dead, so I was thinking maybe that had something to do with it as well. More like legally annoying, Tommy huffs, sinking down against Wilbur's back, shuffling the blanket on top of him. It's quiet time, bitch. I forgot, Phil hums, tucking his thumb into the page he'd been on, giving up on trying to find his spot. It'll be your first time getting a new birth certificate. You get to pick your birthday, Tommy cuts in, previous vitriol dissipated, hands thumping as he lets his phone drop to his lap. It can't be the same as mine, though. We could be twins, Techno offers from his spot, and when Phil glances over, there's a tiny smile hidden on his lips. He hasn't looked up from his novel. I tend to stick with birthdays in August and September. Best weather for parties. You all sound like old crockpots, Wilbur huffs, rolling his eyes. Phil laughs, leaning back in his armchair, grinning slightly. Seriously, though, mate, he says, catching his pseudo-youngest's attention once more. Wilbur's eyes settle, amber, as he glances over, lips pursed in the way that means he's thinking too hard about something. There's a friend we go to, in the legal system, that'll get you a new social security, new papers. We can start you at 19, I think. Wilbur looks 30, no way he passes for 19, Tommy says, and Wilbur whips his head around, bringing the book up and whacking him on the head with it. Ow, prick! It's not my fault I'm eternally 24, Wilbur bites back. Not everyone gets lucky, asshole. 16 is not lucky, Tommy scoffs, rolling his eyes, fingers scrabbling to scratch at Wilbur's face and eyes. Puberty, it's the fucking worst. It's why Tubbo's waiting. Get your dirty ass fingers off of me, you freaking wild child. Wilbur bemoans, avoiding Tommy's scrambling fingers with ease and Techno neatly dodging the elbow that nearly hits him on the side of the head. Phil can't help it. He bursts out laughing, hiding his smile and giggles behind one hand, the other elbow leaning on the arm of the chair and supporting his head as he watches.
And now you've got Phil all giggly,
Tommy says, muffled from where Wilbur's pinning his head to the back of the couch.
Let me out!
Enough, Phil tries to say, tries to be stern, but he's still fucking smiling and he can't help himself. Even though he's not got his angry or stern face on, both boys still settle after a second, Tommy pulling his head out from behind the couch and sticking his tongue out at Wilbur with a sneer. 19'll have to do. Besides, you won't be 19 forever. Tommy, I told you, Tubbo's not...
Oh, Phil!
Tommy cuts him off, because he's eternally 16, and despite being almost 123 in spite of that, he's still a kid at heart.
But he's my best friend.
You've had other best friends before.
But he's different, and he knows now it's not fair. You turned me, why not him?
Because you were on the verge of death. Tubbo is very much not. Despite the years that have passed, Phil can still remember the stench of that hospital. He can remember the look of Tommy, blonde hair so dirty it looked brown, skinny as a twig and so sick he hadn't recognised Phil whatsoever. Phil, who had taken a liking to him earlier in the year as part of the orphanage kids he'd helped out. Sue him and his bleeding heart. It had gotten lonely with techno travelling, anyways. "We'll figure something out," Tommy just says, sinking into his seat and pressing his shoulders more firmly to Wilbur's. Wilbur, who fixes Phil again in his gaze. "Someone in the system?" he asks. "A friend?" Phil hums, tipping his head against his hand, stifling a yawn. It's almost 5 p.m. Not time for dinner yet, but getting there. Outside is just starting to dim slowly, the sun settling against the horizon and marking yet another end to yet another slow, boring day of not getting much done. It's all right. Sometimes lazy days are allowed. "Yeah," he says after a moment. "A friend. Simon works in the system and heads stuff like this for most of the community." "Community?" Wilbur asks, and Techno shuts his book with a snap and a sigh. "You three are so loud," he complains, setting it down on the side table and slipping his glasses off his nose. "Yes, Wilbur, community. Other vampires. It's like he didn't pay attention to Phil's crash course, I swear." "I paid attention," Wilbur argues. Tommy just snickers. "I did." "Simon's another one of us," Phil explains patiently. "He handles the paperwork that comes with being us in modern society." "It was so much easier 50 years ago. Or 100, Techno bemoans, settling into a pose similar to Phil's, glasses clutched in his fingers. "No one bothered to notice if we had proper paperwork then." "Yeah, but cell phones," Tommy insists. Techno rolls his eyes. Wilbur's got his thinking look on again, the same as when he's got a guitar in hand, and Phil waits patiently. Eventually, "So now that I'm dead, I'll need a new name. Birth certificate." "Among other things, yes," Phil nods. "Simon will help us get him. You won't need to do taxes this year, but next year, yes." "God damn it," Wilbur says, letting his head thump against the couch. "I thought getting to be one of you all meant leaving all this shit behind." "Nope," Techno says, popping the pee. Phil snickers. "But our old man's so rich it doesn't matter," Tommy pipes up. Phil can't reach him, but Wilbur interprets the look Phil flashes him and whaps Tommy on the head again. "Fuck off, it's true, you're old." "Oldest, wisest, strongest," Phil reminds the three of them, narrowed eyes sweeping over the group of boys on the couch, and he delights in how they all squirm a bit. Techno more out of amusement than anything. Wilbur and Tommy, however. "So we'll just hire an accountant," Wilbur cuts in, and Phil blinks, then nods.
"Yes," he says.
"Essentially."
"They're a vampire accountants?"
"Well, yes. Community, Wilbur."
"Imagine spending your whole life doing cool shit," Tommy jumps in, "only to end up sitting in an office all day doing taxes for all your immortal friends. Not me. I'm too cool for that."
"I don't think they'd give an accounting degree to someone who's legally and visibly 16, Techno says. And Phil snorts with laughter again.
"I'll have you know I have a degree," Tommy says, and Phil sighs, followed by Techno's muttered, "Please, God, no."
"An online degree in ethical hacking does not count, Tommy," Phil chides, pressing his forehead into his palm as Tommy's voice raises indignantly.
"It does too. I know computers now, better than you do," Tommy says, and then is muffled again as Wilbur's hand plants itself firmly on the back of his head and shoves him into the back of the couch.
"For someone with just as much strength as he has," Techno comments, all three of them watching Tommy squirm, "you'd think he'd be able to break free." I think he just likes playing along, Wilbur admits, tipping his head. Phil just snickers. Tommy wriggles, finally squirming out from under Wilbur's fingers and crawling to the other end of the couch, pressing himself up against the arm and glaring.
I hate all of you, he declares, scooping up his phone and staring intently at it. I'm going to move out.
Do you want the apartment in New York or the one in Dublin? Phil asks, and Tommy just sinks into the blankets, nose wrinkling as Phil laughs quietly to himself. They settle, and he's left watching Wilbur and Techno shuffle into a more comfortable position, watching as Techno picks his book back up and Wilbur glances up, meeting his gaze. Wilbur's so young, he thinks to himself privately. Only 24. Even Tommy's older than him, and Phil by ages. We'll sort it out, he promises Wilbur lightly. For now, don't worry about it. You've got a community behind you now, mate. Wilbur seems to hesitate for a moment, fingers gripping tight the cover of the novel he'd been holding this entire conversation, before nodding slightly, sharply. Thanks, he says, and there's something in his eyes that makes Phil think it was all worth it. The end. Thank you for listening.